Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Hanok Butchum, conducted an on-site inspection of the ongoing Dimapur-Kohima New Broad Gauge BG Railway Line project at Mengujuma Village yesterday. He was accompanied by a team of district officers and officials from the Northeast Frontier Railways, NFR. The team visited key construction sites including tunnel works and the proposed railway station at Mengujuma. During the inspection, the NFR team briefed the officials on the progress and challenges of the project. They informed that the railway line is being developed in three phases stretching from Dimapur to Kohima District with an initial completion target of December 2029. However, in line with a directive from the Prime Minister's office, the project timeline has been revised with efforts now underway to meet a new deadline of December 2028. A major focus of the inspection was tunnel number 10 under the Kohima alignment, the second longest tunnel in the project at 5.5 kilometers, following tunnel number 7 in Chumukedima district. NFR officials highlighted the significant geological challenges in the area, noting that tunnel number 10 is situated in a geologically active zone. The deputy commissioner assured the construction teams of full administrative support from the district administration and urged all stakeholders to adhere strictly to the revised deadline. The Dimapur Municipal Council, DMC, has informed that prior permission from the council is mandatory for organizing any seasonal festivals, events, carnivals, fairs, or similar public activities within its jurisdiction. In the press release, DMC Chief Executive Officer Tung Chan Bembo Tungoy said the directive aims to ensure proper regulation, public safety, traffic management, and cleanliness during such events. A report.
The DMC has urged all individuals, organizations, institutions or groups planning to host such activities to obtain approval in advance from the DMC's permit branch. The council warned that any event organized without prior authorization will be deemed unauthorized and subject to action under relevant municipal laws and regulations. DMC therefore appealed to all citizens for cooperation in maintaining order and ensuring the smooth conduct of public events in the city. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
In a significant milestone, an agreement was signed between ARMS Incorporation and INRIS India Foundation to generate Japanese employment opportunities in Mokokchung. The signing agreement took place in the presence of Nagaland Legislative Council Speaker Sharingan Longkumar at his official chamber, Nagaland Legislative Assembly Secretariat, along with official representatives from IDAN. Initially, skill sets in healthcare and hospitality will be imparted to prepare candidates for overseas employment. The official launching program will soon take place at Mokokchung. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, will organize Service Fortnight Sewa Pakwara across the country from the 17th of this month on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. Briefing media at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, senior party leader and union minister Bhupender Yadav said that the Sewa Pakwara will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri.
17 September se aur 2 October tak Bharatiya Janata Party ki aur se Sewa Pakwara ka pure desh bhar mein ayojan kiya जाएगा। माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी का 17 सितंबर को जन्मदिवस है और उन्होंने भारत की राजनीति में सेवा, स्वच्छता जैसे मौलिक विषयों को सबके सामने प्रस्थापित किया है।
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has announced a big relief in the area of drones. It has reduced the GST rates on drones to 5% regardless of use or camera type. We have a report.
Earlier, the rates were 18% for drones with integrated cameras and 28% for drones classified for personal use. Similarly, flight and motion simulators for pilot training have also been exempted, encouraging the training ecosystem in the country. The tax reduction in the civil aviation sector will support India's rapidly growing drone ecosystem, accelerating drone adoption in areas such as agriculture, mining, logistics and defense surveillance. It will also help in creating jobs in manufacturing, software and field operations, positioning India as a global leader in drone technology. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Nagaland Wushu Association, NWA, held its annual general body meeting in Kohima yesterday. The meeting resolved to hold the Nagaland Wushu Championship Sunda event from October 21st to 23rd, covering senior, junior and sub-junior categories. A judges' seminar and technical training led by NIS-certified coach Gabriel Kamo is also underway to improve officiating standards. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall spells over peninsular India for the next 4 to 5 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected over parts of northeast India, including Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.